You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
July 20th, 1969.
50 says we look good, all sources. 623,
please. Okay, that's good. I'm flying.
Okay, Houston.
Houston, we're ready for liftoff.
Houston, engine is on.
Hey, can I confine you about something? I've been having nightmares about this thing getting us back to Earth.
Yeah, trust me, you have nothing to be worried about.
3, 2, 1, go.
What a liftoff. So tell me, what gave you that confidence?
Perfection Auto Works service the module.
You may not end up stranded on the moon, but rest assured, a breakdown is a major crisis. You can prevent unwanted breakdowns and costly repairs at Perfection Auto Works with our free 26-point inspection. We'll service your auto and truck from here to the moon and back. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
That's one small step for man, one easy maintenance job for Perfection Auto Works.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
To the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you, good afternoon. Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thank you so much for making that possible. Great lineup of guests today. Larry Bodine will be with us, former award-winning reporter for the New York Daily News. He's a lawyer, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, former delegate to the Democratic National Convention, writer for Blog for Arizona, which the Washington Post calls the best blog in all of Arizona. Then we'll talk with Sally Gonzalez, Arizona senator, about a new way to do something about Citizens United, the power that the corporations have to affect your vote. And then Jim Hanley will be with us, financial advisor to the John C. Scott Political Forum. It's a great show. Glad you could join us. Let's go to Larry Bodine. Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm just fine, John. How are you today?
Good. Let's get some updates on these high-profile Democrats and whether they're in trouble or not. First of all, Senator Kyrsten Sinema and her leaning toward the Republicans in this very narrow majority Democrats have in the United States Senate. How much of a base of Democrats can she lose and not place in jeopardy her rerun for the Senate?
Well, you know, not many. Arizona's a purple state, and the previous occupant was McCain, who was there for years and years. So I think she needs to change her viewpoint on the filibuster, which, you know, she's been defending, and much to the delight. I mean, you can see videos of all the Republicans laughing about how McSally is supporting the Republican agenda by blocking the Biden agenda with the filibuster. So I think, you know, there's a come to Jesus moment coming for Kyrsten Sinema.
You know, it's amazing because obviously she's in a swing state. She's always enjoyed some bipartisan support, but she can't win without a solid Democratic vote. She just can't do it.
Well, that's very true, you know, and there are a lot of elements of the Biden plan that are important to people here in Arizona, you know, such as getting the infrastructure plan through and getting the Voting Rights Act through. You know, the Republicans are going crazy now, passing laws trying to take away people's voting rights. And, you know, we need that Voting Act to pass, and Sinema's standing in the way.
By the way, your Democrats of Greater Tucson have had some enormously powerful guests. First of all, Katie Hobbs was with you, and then Dr. Randy Freese. Of course, Katie's running for governor. She's Secretary of State for the state of Arizona. Dr. Randy Freese is a member of the House of Representatives. He now has announced his candidacy for Congress in Congressional District Number 2. Let's take Hobbs for example. Were you impressed with her speech before the Democrats of Greater Tucson, and what are her chances of becoming the chief executive of the state?
Well, her chances are extremely good, and you're in luck, John, because Katie Hobbs is speaking on Monday.
On Monday, that's right.
At Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you just simply go to it's called thedgt.org, Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you can register and attend and ask questions. She has really cemented herself on national TV as the number one defender of voting rights in this country. Calling out all of the Republican efforts to take away the vote, to restrict the vote, and also to criticize this, stupid audit run by the cyber ninjas in Maricopa County.
That's becoming the biggest joke of all, isn't it? I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
Katie coined the term fraudit for the audit affairs.
We'll take that, yeah.
Every time they come out with a new statement, they just sort of demonstrate how they really don't know anything about election law or how democracy works, that they just have no facts at their command.
You know, the former Republican candidate for recorder, Benny White, who's very much an expert on elections, served on the Oversight Committee of elections in Arizona for a long, long time, had the respect of both sides of the political aisle, has just called this thing a joke, a terrible, terrible, expensive joke. And he's a Republican, and a very conservative Republican. Believe me, I know him. He's a former Marine fighter pilot in Vietnam, Delta airline pilot for 30-some years, investigating crashes for Delta Airlines all over the world.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy. He's not stupid. And he's very smart when it comes to elections, and he's calling it just absolutely stupid.
Well, our own Republican governor and attorney general said that the Arizona election in 2020 was completely fine. There was no evidence of fraud anywhere. And this whole notion of voter fraud is a straw man that's created by the Republicans. It's, sort of their boogeyman. And in fact, my favorite quote is by a Republican state legislator, John Kavanaugh from Scottsdale, who said, Republicans are concerned about voter fraud because everybody shouldn't be voting. And that really tells you, where the Republicans are coming from. And they just invented this idea of voter fraud, and it's just sort of taken on a life of its own, and it takes the focus away from the fact that the Republicans really don't have any policies, that Arizonans care about. And so they come up with, imaginary things like voter fraud.
Let's talk about Dr. Randy Freese. He's a member of the House of Representatives, Legislative District 9, now running for Congress against another House member and probably a whole gaggle of others. Should be quite an affair in Congressional District 2, to replace Ann Kirkpatrick, who's leaving the House. What are the chances of Dr. Freese? He seems to have a money advantage, at least early on.
Oh, very much so. He just spoke at Democrats of Greater Tucson, and he's raised $565,000, so he is far and away the fundraising leader. We've also had his competitor, Kirsten Engel, who is a law professor. She has raised $325,000. And we will very soon have, at Democrats of Greater Tucson, Representative Daniel Hernandez, a third candidate, who has also raised $250,000. And if you could indulge me for one second.
Sure.
There was a terrific article at the top of the opinion page of today's paper, where the Center for the Future of Arizona partnered with a Gallup surveying organization to find out what people care about here. And they care about a highly educated population, affordable health care, jobs that pay well, sustainable practices to protect the air. And I studied in detail the platforms of Representative Randy Freese, Senator Kirsten Engel, and Representative Daniel Hernandez, and they check all those boxes. Those are all positions that they are highly in favor of. And I would add two more issues. One is gun safety. All three of them are in favor of background checks and requiring a license to carry a gun, and all three of them are in favor of a woman's right to make her own health care decisions. So the Democrats in the congressional race in Tucson are very much aligned with what the voters want.
You know, that may be true, but I'll tell you what it's going to come down to. It's probably going to come down to the border with very conservative people running for the Republican nomination, talking about this massive invasion and a brown invasion of America, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, some racist. They're going to replace us.
And so, you know, they may be ignoring four or five of the topics most important to all Arizonans for the, you know, flashy talk about the border and its great threat to the freedom of America. That's really more than likely what it'll come down to, unfortunately, in a debate between some of these people like Gowan, the former Speaker of the House, who's just a total political nutcase, in my opinion. But it's going to be interesting to see who's going to pick up this Democratic nomination. There's three well-qualified people running for this, and there may be even more before it is all said and done. Let me take a quick break, and I'll come back. I have so much more to talk about. The state of the Democratic Party in Arizona, July 24th, 2021, with Larry Bodine of Blog for Arizona. Back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Jim Hanley. I was born and raised in Tucson, and I raised my own boys here. I want to get to know you, your dreams and goals, and help you shape them into a plan for success. I've been helping hundreds of Tucson families do this since 1993. It takes experience and know-how to navigate the rocky shoals of the financial markets and keep you on an even keel. I look at every account I manage every day to find opportunities to grow your nest egg, to make you at ease and enjoying your life. I want to show you the highest integrity and reliability you can find anywhere. That's why I named my business with my own name, Jim Hanley LLC, and why I'm a member of the CFA Society of Tucson. Find me at jimhanleyllc.com or call me at 623-3646. That's 623-3646. Jim Hanley LLC is a registered investment advisor and a member of FINRA SIPC.
Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. Many times, our school teachers must reach into their own pockets to buy supplies for their classrooms. You can help support our teachers and students by donating school supplies at any location of Sparkle Cleaners. Tucson business owners will be collecting school supplies. Your contribution will help our kids succeed. Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. The school supply drive is sponsored by Treasures for Teachers of Tucson, Sparkle Cleaners, and Tucson Business Owners Incorporated.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. My guest, Larry Bodine of Blog for Arizona. Well, it looks like the week from Tuesday, Democratic primary, Republican primary, will determine who's going to face off in the general election. Not too many candidates running at all. It's a city council election year that is just kind of a who cares? But it looks like the incumbents certainly have Richard Fembry, so Ward 5 has no opposition. Steve Kosacek looks like he's in pretty good position to keep his seat, Ward 6. And then you've got, obviously, a contest in this Ward 3 between two pretty well-financed Democrats seeking the Democratic nomination. Any upsets coming up, you think, in this Democratic primary a week from Tuesday, Larry Bodine?
No, I don't think so, and you're right. There's, you know, minimal excitement about the races on the Tucson City Council. The one that captures my attention is Ward 3, where you have Kevin Dahl, who's worked for the National Park Service and is an environmentalist. And then Juan Padres, who is a local businessman, also ran for supervisor. And it'll be, I've talked to all my Democratic friends, and it's kind of seems split 50-50. So that'll be something worth staying up. But John, I have to remind you of who is in Arizona today.
Who is in Phoenix? In Arizona today.
Yeah, well, we should hang our heads in embarrassment because Donald Trump has brought the sore loser rally to Phoenix and all the Republicans.
Oh, that's today.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know
today,
how I missed that. I should have written that down, but
yeah,
I didn't.
All the governor candidates are going to come out to talk, and, you know, it should be just a complete sideshow. That, well, you, of course, know what he's going to say. The election was stolen, blah, blah, blah.
And we all know that from the Arizona recount that, you know, he had more votes than Biden and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Yeah. He's back. He doesn't go away.
It's hard to believe he can still draw a crowd because he's it's just really boring.
Well, it's going to be the same song and dance, and, you know, we've already been there, and we've already done that. I don't think the American people are ready for another look at this at all, to be honest with you. Some who, I guess, are enthralled by it all, a minority of the Republican Party, thank goodness, may, in fact, be infatuated with this second effort of the former president. But I would think that most of the country's had enough of it and don't want to go anywhere backwards to do this all over again. I think we have a relief that it's done, hopefully.
It can't go unsaid that, you know, Trump is incredibly unpopular, you know. He lost two popular votes. He, you know, he is, the America rejected Trump. But what's fascinating to me, John, are the candidates who will be speaking there. So we talked about the Democratic candidates for governor. We've got Katie Hobbs. She was elected in 2018. She was in the Arizona Senate for 6 years and the House for 2 years. She is probably the leading contender by a long shot. And then there's the Democrat Marco Lopez, who used to be mayor of Nogales. He's a businessman, and he was headed up the Arizona Department of Commerce. And then we've got Representative Aaron Lieberman, a representative from Maricopa, elected in 2018. And he has focused a lot on education. And it's interesting that all the Democratic candidates have been in government. You know, they've actually gone into an election and been elected to something, which is really not true for many of the Republican candidates. And my hope is that the silliest one of all of them will be the nominee, and that's this woman, Carrie Lake. Have you heard about her?
No, not. I don't know much about her. No. Tell me about Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake is running for governor. She has no experience in government. She used to be a Fox News TV personality, and, you know, she's a complete Trumpaholic and so forth. And in her latest video, she sets up all these TV sets, and in this video, she smashes them, you know, with a sledgehammer, complaining that it's the corporate media telling lies, and they're being run out of the communist playbook,
not the
socialist playbook,
the communist. Yeah, right.
And of course, she's very big on building the wall, the Second Amendment, and keeping the woke curriculum out of the schools.
Surely she doesn't support people being vaccinated. I would think that would be one of the last things she'd want.
Oh no!
Yeah, of course,
that's just taking people's freedom away. You know, freedom to die and get sick in a hospital.
Well, and freedom to kill other people too, for that matter. You know, it's a lot of freedom along the way. Well, it seems to me that we're going to go through this whole process again all the way through 2024. I think that'll be the end of Trump if we see really numerous candidates that he supported in Wyoming and other locations where he's has a vendetta against those that didn't support him go by the wayside. I think that will diminish his influence over the party one more time, especially if Democrats hold the House and the Senate. He can be blamed for a lot of that, I would think, because most people are saying, no, the Republicans are going to take back the House. They're going to take a hold of the Senate. What's your take on the congressional races next year? We'll be talking about that all the way until next year.
You know, I think the Republicans are being a little bit too confident because The Democrats are highly organized. They're making donations. I've never seen such interest in activity in the Democratic Party. And I know that typically in at an off year, the party in power loses seats in Congress, but this may be the first time that that doesn't happen. And the Democrats are kind of likely to expand the Senate majority as well as the House majority, not by a lot. It's not going to be a landslide, but I think it will increase as more and more people are just repelled with, you know, the Republican platform of, you know, election fraud, something that they created out of nothing.
Well, Larry Bertine, it's great talking with you. Good luck with Blog for Arizona. Very quickly, tell people how they get all the information available in Blog for Arizona. It seems to be self-explanatory, but you can explain it very quickly in about 15 seconds.
Absolutely. If you want to know what's going on in the liberal community politically, Google Blog for Arizona on your Google search site, and you'll find several new articles every single day. And I encourage you to attend meetings of Democrats of Greater Tucson. We're on Zoom. You go to the Democrats of Greater Tucson website, and you can sign up to hear the candidates. And one of the cool things is you can ask them questions.
Wow.
So look forward to seeing everybody there.
Larry Bertine, thanks for being with us. Great to talk with you again. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, John.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. I want to thank Mike Emery of Perfection Auto Works. Here's an individual that finally is taking responsibility for the two cars that I have, which have been a nightmare. They're breaking down, can't get them fixed. People don't know what to do with them when they're broken. Every time I've taken my car to Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works, I've been satisfied, happy. Not only about what he charged me, but about what he did to reassure that I'll have transportation I absolutely have to have when I have it. I mean, I have to have it. Thank you, Mike Emery of Perfection Auto Works. Please, I beg you.
Honey, I'm home. Vacation has officially started.
We are off to SeaWorld.
Yay! All right, kids, let's get packing.
Hun, did you call Perfection Auto Works for the free summer trip inspection before we hit the highway?
Oh, honey, I forgot. I'll give them a call right now.
Hey, we're not going anywhere without Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection checking out our car.
How do you avoid jaws on your wall for auto repair? Start with Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection. Then, consider if it's time for brakes, major service, timing belt replacement, or any other scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or SUV, from an Audi to a Volvo, and all cars in between. Don't leave town without that free vacation inspection. 323-8650. Or check out our cool website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
Together they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me, State Senator Sally Gonzalez. Senator, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, John.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Citizens United. You're involved with a great many Democrats worried about the power that corporations have had under Citizens United and what you're going to try to do to curtail that power. Talk about that, if you will, Senator.
Okay, well, I've been, working on protecting voter rights and stop the disenfranchising of voters my whole political career up at the legislature. And right now I'd like to talk about the For the People Act, because the solution to what we hope gets passed in Congress and is being debated in Congress, because it's certainly going to help really fight what's happening not only in Arizona but across the country, and really the freedom to vote and the right to vote for many Americans and many citizens. And so that's what I'd like to talk about.
Well, there's been a proliferation of these anti-voter rights bills all across the country, as you clearly point out. This piece of legislation before the Congress will do something about that to protect voter rights. So how can people join your effort? Tell me how they can do that.
Well, I think listening to your show is one, because I think we all need to get on the bandwagon to really ask Congress, their representatives, their senators, our Senator Sinema and Kelly to get that passed, and because we need it. We desperately need it. And so I think it's important that people get informed on what some of the provisions that are included in it now, and it's, of course, it might not be end up the same as we're looking at it today, but certainly these are the provisions that are in the current law that got passed in the House, and the Senate needs to also pass it, and we're having trouble getting there, so we really need the help of all your listeners to really get to call Senator Sinema and Kelly to help us get this legislation passed, because it'll really fight against the onslaught of negative election laws in Arizona and across the country, and here, you know, early registration and voting, purging of voters, thousands of voters from the voter rolls. Is really a couple of things that really need to be looked at. Aside from that, we also need to this legislation would really put some reins on dark money, and it, that really has been very prevalent in the elections for a while now, and I think in the last election, everybody could see that money coming from outside of Arizona. You know, here in Arizona, we see, and we don't know actually, because it would help if we knew where this money was coming from, and the For the People Act would certainly put. They would have to tell us where, tell the people where the money is coming from, who is supporting, getting behind a certain elections and people and initiatives, or stopping initiatives in Arizona, just like the legislature. I mean, you know, the legislature this session, is really out to stop and to prohibit and to hinder our public to really doing initiatives by, you know, legislating it, by not only doing legislation that will require super majority vote on legislation, but make it harder because it's requiring more signatures on petitions for initiatives, as well as becoming more restrictive on those petition papers and who can get signatures and who cannot get signatures, as well as I lost my track of thought. But I know what. It has to do with another bill that will also allow the Republican legislature as it is now, unless we change the makeup of the legislature to change voter protected initiatives just by a majority in both chambers.
By the way, that takes away the right of the people of the initiative itself, which was part of our Constitution. I mean, you literally would take the ability of people to write their own laws and turn it back over to the legislature, which is not what the, obviously, initiative said in the very beginning when it became part of our Constitution. This is one of the most restrictive voter legislatures I have ever known, and we're all going to pay a price for it unless we can turn back the clock. Senator, I'm out of time. I want people to get on board with you. Just tell me how they can do that. Just get a hold of the two senators and support your act to change this and to empower, obviously, the federal government to control what is an anti-voter registration effort on the part of many Republican legislatures across the country, right?
Right, that's right. And Representative Adam Hernandez and I are having a town hall on August the 3rd at 5:30 p.m. at Los Ranchitos Elementary School in the Sunnyside School District, and that address is 2054 East Ginger Road and Dinter Road. And I hope that people can join us there to learn more and on how they can get on board to help us pass the For the People Act.
I'm sure there'll be a good turnout. Thanks, Senator, for being with us, and thanks for all your efforts. Good to talk with you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
State Senator Sally Gonzalez of Legislative District Number 3. Coming up next, Jim Hanley, our financial advisor to the John C. Scott Political Forum. The Dow over, what, 53, 55, doing well. But how well and how long will it do well? We'll talk with our financial advisor and give you the best financial advice of your life. With Jim Hanley after these messages.
Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. Many times, our school teachers must reach into their own pockets to buy supplies for their classrooms. You can help support our teachers and students by donating school supplies at any location of Sparkle Cleaners. Tucson business owners will be collecting school supplies. Your contribution will help our kids succeed. Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. The school supply drive is sponsored by Treasures for Teachers of Tucson, Sparkle Cleaners, and Tucson Business Owners Incorporated.
Do you want election integrity and transparency? Are you one of those Americans who is sick and tired of the political duopoly? Do you wish there were another viable choice? Do you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours? Do you question the political theater you're fed every day? What do you believe, the approved narrative or your own eyes?
Are you ready to become engaged for freedom no matter your political party preference? Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Are you tired of being lumped into the worst elements of history when you exercise your right to speak, dissent, or petition your government? Are you perplexed by those who cannot distinguish between speech and violence? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Ward 5 City Councilman Richard Fembries is a lifelong resident of Ward 5. His service to this community includes being a former Pima County Sheriff Deputy, Vietnam-era veteran of the U.S. Army. Richard has served the state of Arizona as Director of the Arizona's Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Richard Fembries is a former member of the Pima County Community College Board. Richard Fembries has been elected 4 times to the City Council of Tucson, asked for another 4 years to serve you in Ward 5. Richard Fembries has fought for better lives for Ward 5 residents. He's been a watchdog of city spending and demanding accountability for every tax dollar spent. Vote Richard Fembries for the City Council August 3rd in the primary election. This message paid for by Fembries for Council 2021. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The Dow 35,000 plus, COVID vaccination spike, and so does indeed spreading of COVID-19. Job numbers, where are they? And Biden's compromise at $3.5 trillion in his infrastructure recovery package. Let's talk with Jim Hanley, our financial advisor. Hi, Jim. How are we doing? Let's talk about the market, a little bit about jobs, and then to the Biden compromise, plus this COVID-19 scare that should frighten everybody.
Yep, it should frighten everybody, John, because we have these holdouts out there, and they're getting sick, and they're causing jitters for consumers, and we really need to make sure they get out and get their shots. And I will say that they are responding to this most recent push. We've seen Republican leaders coming out and talking about their own vaccination and urging people to go out and get their shots. And we wonder how much of that is just self-preservation, because we've seen the figures that the lowest vaccination rates are also the counties that have the highest Trump votes. So maybe they're trying to preserve their constituent base. So yeah, a real milestone was market milestone was hit last week. In fact, it was yesterday. The Dow surpassed 35,000. So we had been testing and setting new historical records all this second quarter, but to actually surpass that milestone is real news. To do that, the market was up 374 points for the week. That's what 1.07%. The Nasdaq was up almost 3%. So it was a good week for the markets, and I think that the fact that that investment was strong enough to push the Dow over that milestone is an indicator of investor confidence. Now, we had a little bit of a bump in the road on jobs claims last week. That doesn't look good. They were up 51,000 week over week to 419,000. And that's the highest level since May 16th. So, we had been seeing it around 375,000, something like that, new claims in that area. And we really want to see that continue to decline, because, we don't want to see instability, in the employment market, in the business market. And that's what causes, people to lose their jobs. Now, on continuing claims, that's continuing to look good. There was 3.236 million on continuing claim, and that set a new record low for post-pandemic. That's down half a million from 10 to 12 weeks ago. Now, we have to also realize that there is another element at work there, and that is that there's 22 states where the governors have subverted the funding for supplemental unemployment insurance that was in the American Recovery Plan. And Governor Ducey did that here too. And I urge the listeners to take a look at what he did there. For instance, he, instead of providing the $300 supplemental unemployment across the board to anyone who is qualifying for jobless benefits in the state, he rechanneled that to give employment bonuses to workers who went back to work. Now, it's only you have to be making $25 an hour to qualify for that bonus. So why they set that at that level, I don't know. Do they only care about people that are making a relatively high wage? I don't know. So we also see a few other indications that the great reopening is continuing, and that is we have more the labor force participation rate is still very relatively strong. I'll say we have this structural problem with employment in this country, where we have somewhere between 35% and 40% of people who could be working, not working. But, in recent history, this 61.9% figure for labor force participation rate
is up 0.4% since March. To give a longer perspective on that, in June of 2001, so it's at 20 years ago, that number was 66.7%. So, you know, when I'm on the topic of the structural low employment, I want to talk about the Biden plans, these transformative plans, that initiatives that are coming from the Biden administration. And up front, it's important to note that all of these incredible spending packages, which now are looking at about $3.5 trillion, which, you know, that was the correct number that you gave earlier. This is all funded. This is not printing money. This is not deficit spending. It's all funded, and it's funded through tax increases on those who can most afford to pay those taxes. There was a lot of scorn and ridicule of the two billionaires in space last week, and that's, you know, I see it always discussed in terms of their low taxation rates, you know, that they can have these expensive hobbies. But these 10-year programs are fully funded, and I think one of the most economical sources of revenue for these is about $80 billion, which is dedicated to building back up the Internal Revenue Service, you know, over the past decade at least, and certainly in the Trump administration. There has been a reduction in funding. And so as a result, they don't have the staff that they need to conduct audits. Now, we also want to make sure that those audits are going after the, you know, the low-hanging fruit, the billionaires that are not paying any taxes, or these corporations, these huge corporations that we see not paying taxes. And there's an estimate that with that funding, they're going to recover $100 billion of revenue annually that way. So there is the pledge that no American who's making less than $440,000 a year will have a tax increase to pay for this. But this is transformative. The compromise that is on the WhiteHouse.gov website is listed at $1.2 trillion, and that does have a whole lot of infrastructure in it, and in fact, it's, you know, it's called the Infrastructure Compromise. So it doesn't have the numbers, but the original plan, you know, had plans to repair and rebuild 10,000 bridges around the country, to repair 20,000 miles of roads. In this is still the target for 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations to be installed on America's interstates.
Well, it would change, Jim, dramatically, the infrastructure of America. By the way, we're out of time. I have an assignment for you. I think you know about Perfection Auto Works. They have a four-day work week. I want you to evaluate the possibility of a four-day work week and how that would change the economy and people wanting to go back to work, which apparently some people don't want to do. So can we talk about a four-day work week next week?
Love to do that, John.
Really? I really need your opinion on that. I would respect that, as I do respect almost everything you say. So thanks for being with us,
John.
Good to talk with you.
Okay, have a great week.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Jim Hanley is our financial expert. Great mind. And we're so pleased to have him on our show. Perfection Auto Works Studios, the location of the John C. Scott broadcast on these Saturdays to 3 to 4. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for giving us part of your weekend. Have a great holiday, everyone. Talk to you next week on Saturday, 3 to 4.
Hey, dude, I just love having nothing to do, man.
I love your man cave. It's so cool. Hey, what's that noise, man? It's coming from the garage.
Oh, no, man. It's Christine. She's upset about something.
Hey, I'll be right back.
Hey, what are you upset about? I'm always good to you.
Stop it. I need some love. Quit taking me to those quirky lube places.
You're ramming me.
It's time you started taking care of me.
Stop it.
I need a lube job. I can't wait for my transmission flush. And, buddy, I need a rear-end service and an alignment so bad my tires shake. I need a spa day at Perfection Auto Works.
Okay. I'll check you to Perfection Auto Works.
If your car could talk, what would she say to you? Make your car purr by having it serviced at Perfection Auto Works today. Our free 26-point inspection will have your car covered from bumper to bumper. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.